So, guys, I know it's late right now, but there's a lot that we need to talk about right now. So, basically, right now, it's not in a good spot, me and my girl. She's going through some things. I can't get too deep into it, but let's just say that teenagers are very, very petty. And not trying to be sexist or anything, but especially girls, they like to cause drama. And they like to mess with people's feelings, and they don't like for other people to be happy. So what I'm getting at is, let's just say this, my girlfriend's best friend is thinking that I'm going to use my girlfriend I'm dating right now, Liv, because me and this girl, Amanda, dated for a year and 5 months, and she's just worried now. This girl knows me, she's best friends with my sister for a long, long time. She's come to the house and everything. Now, I would understand her worrying about me if I was a complete stranger to this girl. But I'm not. She knows me. She knows I'm not like this. She knows I don't use people. And she knows that I'm not going to hurt her on purpose. Also, just, if whoever listened to this, like anybody, not just teenagers, but young kids, and all that, you know, just don't worry about, don't go hurting somebody because they're happy or you don't like the person they're with, because you don't know it. They can have such a negative effect on their life that they can literally commit suicide over it. Now, I'm not saying that everybody does it, but the dude my ex-girlfriend's with now, I don't like him at all because I know how he is. But I know if I try to tell her something about him, she's not going to believe me. She's going to hate me. She's not going to be my friend. So basically, keep your thoughts to yourself unless if you know it's true. Now you got 100% know it's true. Because if you don't 100% know that it's true, then what is it worth? You're just telling them and it's going to hurt them like hell. Now, if you know it's 100% true and you give them facts and they still don't believe you, that's on them. But just don't go around. You can't live life hurting people every day. You just can't do it. It's not right. It's inhumane. But people are going to get hurt in life. And that's just how life goes. It's very, very sad that people have to get hurt every freaking day. But that's just life. Nobody's perfect. Not even me. You know? Nobody at all is perfect. And, you know, you might want to think, The Rock or somebody that's perfect. They're not perfect. Nobody, like, not even the hottest celebrities perfect. Like, when I say hottest, I'm talking about looks. I'm talking about how famous they are. You know, nobody's perfect. You never know what's going on in somebody's life. Okay, I don't like this person that much, but look at Justin Bieber. He's doing so good in his music career. He's doing so great. You know, he was getting girls. He was, you know, on fire. He was doing so great. But then he got addicted. He got on the drugs, like drinking, smoking, having sex. Like, with everybody. He was having sex with everybody, believe it or not. Drag racing, for example, for instance, when he drag racing his yellow Lamborghini, it wasn't even his, it was a freaking rental car. Like, what the freak? You can't do that stuff. And, you know, it just upsets me the way that people go through life hurting other people because they see them happy and they want to ruin that because, oh, I'm not happy, so you can't be happy. That, it's messed up. It's very, very messed up, and it's garbage that they go through life doing this to people. It's not good. It's not healthy for you. And believe it or not, it could put you in jail. It could put you right there in jail. And then whenever this person's talking about somebody else, and then they hear, like, they're talking about them, oh, these people are fake, you know, they don't, I'm not even gonna worry about them. When they need to realize that they're doing the same thing to somebody else, to this person. And, you know, that girl, Liv's best friend, She's the same way, I swear. I don't like her. I mean, I try to be friends with her. Try to start streaming her on Snapchat. Try to follow her on Instagram. You know, everything. I try to be nice. And then she comes up. I think Matt's using you. Like, what the freak? You know me? You know me for years. You're my sister's best friend. And they fell off. So that means we fell off. And then that means everything just imploded. Like, it's like, since she's not happy, nobody can be happy. And that's not the way you can live life. I said it a lot. I know I have. But it's just not the way you can go through life living like this. Nobody can. Nobody should. And you shouldn't go through life hurting every day. Because that's not good. You know, gotta have good personal hygiene. Gotta have a good attitude. Gotta be thankful for what you have. Because, you know, it could, you know, when you think everything is already at its worst, just know it could get even more worse. Nobody's perfect. And, you know, just listen. And I'm trying to reach out. Just listen to me. And everything's gonna work out. Look, y'all may not, this may not be going on some of you guys' life. Eventually it will. Just look back. They're gonna look back. Damn, Matt was right. We, you know, you can't go through life hating on people because you're not happy. And if you do that, what that makes you, makes an ass out of you. And you know, I hate to say it, but people are just so ignorant these days. Back in the old days, you have all this drama. I mean, in politics, maybe. But, like, with people in the world, like, you didn't have drama. Drama wasn't even a thing back then. Like, you had gossip. That's all it was. But you didn't have drama. Didn't have all these people committing suicide. You know, you didn't have technology. But to be honest, I love technology. I love social media. But it's the main causes of suicides, death, and people that do some stupid stuff. It's the main causes. You know, if you haven't realized, ever since technology came, more people have been dying. You know, more people getting catfished and being killed. You know, because they want to give them their location because they can get to know them. And then, like, they think they get to know this person. And it's just not good. Another, some more advice. If you don't know the person at all, see, I'm not saying it's a mistake, because I'm going to say that. If the person doesn't live in your state, like, I'm not going to say your city or county. If the person doesn't live in your state, I wouldn't date them, because, for one, most likely it's not going to work out as well as it would with a person in your state. I know this from experience. I just got through a breakup with, it wasn't Amanda, her name was Morgan. She lived in Tennessee. I live in Georgia. She lived on the west side of Tennessee in the central time zone. I'm all the way in South Georgia. She's in like Northwest Tennessee. I'm all the way in Southeast Georgia. I ain't gonna give my location or anything, and I want y'all to track me down and murder me because I'm saying this. I don't think I'm just talking shit. No, I'm being straight up honest with everything. Facts is what I'm speaking right now. That's all I'm going to say on this podcast that I'm doing. Starting up, trying to get a career going or something. I'm going to make a career out of this. It's going to be something I do for fun. You know, get stuff off my chest. Open up. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a good way to reach out to people and stuff like that. But don't date somebody out of your state. That's, for one, it's stupid. For two, it's a good way to get killed, because you don't, if they're outside of your state and you date them, most likely you've never seen this person in your entire life. You've never seen them, you've never, you know, talked to them until you met them on the internet. So it's not good. It's a good way to get catfished also. And don't do it, you know, good way to get catfished, go to that. There's a TV show actually called Catfish. They give reasons why you don't need to date people outside of your state, because there's all the time people making fake accounts out there. You know, this person may be a 16-year-old female, or really be a 40-year-old male. So, I'm just saying, it's a good way to get catfished, good way to get killed, and I don't wish that upon anybody. But to be honest, if you choose to date somebody outside of your state, then you're putting yourself in that situation to be set up for murder, or framed for that matter. Or you can get, what would it be called? You get scammed. Scam's the word. You can get scammed out of money. People do that all the time these days. And that, you know, that junk's true. People get scammed every single day. It's sad, but it's true. And I think y'all need to listen. Some people need to listen to this. And you know, some people aren't going to listen to this. Some people will. Some people will be like, oh, you're just a dumbass teenager that doesn't know anything. But really, I know more than y'all think I know. You know, I'm very blunt. I don't hold nothing back. I say what's on my mind, and if it's on my mind, I say it, you know. And basically, just keep relationships in your state. Don't date nobody outside of your state. I was gonna say, it's a good way to get killed, it's a good way to get catfished, and it's also a good way to get hurt really bad, you know. Like, I'm not saying physically, I'm talking about emotionally. Maybe talking to this person for a long time, and then you find out a month later, you know, you've been talking to this person for a year, you find out a month later the whole time, or you find out a year later the whole time they've had a boyfriend or a girlfriend this whole time. Or that they've been lying to you about everything, or that they're not who they really said they were. Now, when I dated that girl from Tennessee, I was smart, had her Snapchat, had her Instagram, and a phone number. So I knew what I was doing. I FaceTimed her every single day, so I know it was a girl. The girl's 14, well, she's about to be 15 years old next month. And I was smart. Now, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of... I'm trying to give you guys a little bit of advice about life. You know, I'm not that far into my life. I'm not almost done. For me, I'm at the part of my life to where... Let me change something. I'm at the part to where I'm just beginning. You know, I started my football career in 6th grade. I won't say how many years ago that was. And then y'all figure out my age. But, you can't hurt people because you're not happy. That's what this main thing was about. You can't hurt people because you're not happy. It's not good. It's not a good look on you. For one, it doesn't make the other people feel good. It's a good way to get beat up also. Because now, most likely, people have friends. They may act like they don't have friends. They may not room with nobody. But people have friends. Everybody has a friend, I believe. You know, that's just how I am. I think everybody has a friend. You know, I could be anybody's friend. Now, if you're a complete butt to me, and you don't, you know, respect me and how I am and stuff like that, that I can't be your friend. You know, I would want to be your friend. I would love being anybody's friend. I don't care what your sexuality is. I don't care your race. I don't care your gender. I don't care. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're lesbian. I don't care if you're bisexual. You know, I don't care if you're transgender. I don't care if you're male. I don't care if you're female. I'm gonna be friend. I'm gonna be your friend no matter what. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're Asian. I don't care if you're yellow, purple, green, pink, poop. I don't care what color you are, so that I love everybody the same. Now, just know, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you suggestions about what needs to happen. Now, I know this podcast, what I'm making right now, is off topic of what my podcast show is all about, you know. It's all about TV shows, movies, video games, teen issues, teen news, stuff like that. It's all about that. But every once in a while, there are going to be a few podcasts like this. Because what I see on the internet, you know, what people are doing in my life. You know, because I can't make it all about what's out in the world. Now, it's just it's too much, because eventually, it's not going to be anything out there in the world. It's going to be nothing but war, and believe it or not, it's coming, I believe. There's going to be World War III, because we got that freaking Cheeto in there, and he's going to be in there. You know, some of y'all going to disagree with me. I understand that. No, everybody has their disagreements. No, I like Donald Trump and everything. He's just too much of a, I'm going to say, he's too much of a bitch. He can't take a joke for one, you know. And whenever something goes his way, he gets pissed off, gets butt hurt. He gets mad. You know, the court cases about him grabbing the women and stuff, that made him very upset. And I mean, it made him so mad. But we're not, no, I said no politics, so no politics. That's it. So I hope you guys will learn something, or, you know, if you already learned it, and this isn't for you. If you haven't learned it, this podcast isn't for you. I mean, if you learned it, this podcast isn't for you, but if you haven't learned it, just listen to it over and over again. And we're on Anchor. Okay. So, Anchor, I came on. So, yes, thank you. If you watch it, thank you. If you take my advice, thank you. If you don't take my advice, oh, well, nothing I can do about it. You're just going to live getting hurt and hurting other people. So, I hope I reached out to some people, that I always love helping people. And I'll catch you guys. I'm gonna do a podcast tomorrow. Be honest, guys, I am doing a podcast tomorrow. Well, today, basically, for me, it's today. It may not be early. I might have to do it in the afternoon. Because I'm gonna stay up late tonight, play video games. Hit me up, LilAssassin123. DM me on Instagram, Matthew_Yee_boy_. Or hit me up on Snapchat, ccpack_32. And so, I hope you guys, I really hope I reach out to a couple of you guys. You know, not very many. So, I'll see you guys later. See you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.